It's Thursday, June 13th, 2024, and here's the latest from the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. Poultry farmers' fight against bird flu could help dairy farmers. Former President Donald Trump will visit Racine next week, and campaign spending could break records again in next year's state Supreme Court race. Good afternoon. I'm News Director Carl Cooley from the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. Here's our top story. As the U.S. dairy industry confronts an outbreak of bird flu, the egg industry serves as an example of how to slow the spread of the disease, but also how difficult it can be to completely eradicate the problem. In the decade since the first major bird flu outbreak, the disease has forced the slaughter of nearly 100 million chickens and turkeys. Outbreaks still occur, but their frequency has dropped dramatically since peaks several years ago, in large part because of biosecurity efforts at farms and a coordinated approach between companies and agricultural officials. Some of those efforts can be repeated with dairy cows, but there are vast differences between the industries that limit what lessons can be learned. Echoing the vehicle found in Lake Holcomb the past year, another vehicle was found recently in Lake Menominee. The Menominee Police Department posted a photo of an early 1980s Ford F-150. The truck was badly rusted out and muddy. Police told WQOW that the truck was recently pulled from the lake after being found by a fisherman's sonar. Its owner was not known and was too far rusted to find any identification. Police didn't believe it was tied to any criminal activity and asked anyone with information on it to contact the Menominee Police Department. Former President Donald Trump will be back in Wisconsin next week for a campaign rally. Raymond Newbert tells us more.
Trump will be speaking at Racine Festival Park next Tuesday and plans to make his case that President Joe Biden has failed America. This will be Trump's first visit to Wisconsin since being convicted of multiple felonies in a New York financial crimes case. Both Trump and Biden have made repeated trips to Wisconsin, which helped decide the presidency in both 2016 and 2020. Raymond Newbert, Wisconsin Radio Network.
First Lady Jill Biden was visiting Green Bay today. The Wisconsin Supreme Court has kept a lower court's ruling banning the use of mobile voting sites in the upcoming presidential election in place for now, a win for Republicans. However, in a victory for Democrats, the court also ensured late Tuesday that municipalities across the battleground state can use the same method in place since 2016 to determine where to locate early voting sites for the upcoming August primary and November presidential election. Early voting sites must not favor a particular party. They just can't use mobile voting sites like Racine did in 2022 when it allowed ballots to be cast in a van that traveled around the city. Another potentially expensive Wisconsin Supreme Court election is in the works. Bob Haig tells us more.
Seats on the state's seven-member high court are officially nonpartisan, but a conservative versus liberal narrative has driven up campaign spending. It totaled $45 million in last year's race in which liberal Janet Protasiewicz defeated conservative Daniel Kelly, handing liberals a 4-3 majority. Liberal Dane County Judge Susan Crawford is now in the race to succeed retiring liberal Justice Ann Walsh Bradley. Crawford's resume includes a stint as attorney for Planned Parenthood, and she said her candidacy can maintain the liberal majority. Conservative former state attorney general and current Waukesha County Judge Brad Schimmel is already in the race. In a statement shared with WIS Politics, Schimmel said Crawford was handpicked by the leftist majority on the Supreme Court. Voters go to the polls next April. Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.
And that's the latest from the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. I'm Carl Cooley. Have a great Thursday.